There is a major focus on cleaning up the LA streets and the issues that surround our home city, Los Angeles. This is our home. There's a great organization called Friends of the LA River, and they're doing their 29th annual cleanup for this year's Earth Day. Did you know there were 28 before this? So why don't you get involved with this year? It is a great, great event. And joining me is Dr. Marissa Christensen to talk about the things that you can do surrounding the LA River cleanup. So many things to do. Welcome to the show, Marissa. I'm sorry, Director Marissa Christensen. I called you doctor. Hello.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll take it.
Wow.
Executive Director.
Sorry about
nice
that.
Nice to be with you.
You too. So tell me a little bit about the history here of cleaning up our LA River. What exactly have you been doing for the past 28 years?
So the Great LA River Cleanup, which is now the largest urban river cleanup in the country, is really our marquee effort. You know, we are an advocacy and education nonprofit focused on bringing the river back to life here in Los Angeles. And what we do every year is now mobilize 10,000 volunteers to remove over 100 tons of trash from the river.
Wow.
And this is trash that would otherwise end up in the Pacific Ocean. And, you know, it's a day of service. We see a lot of smiling faces. We see a lot of people come into contact with the river for their very first time and leave feeling inspired and motivated to be an environmental steward for the great region of Los Angeles.
It's amazing that we have a river in LA because it's such a congested city. And the river, you know, is dry from in many parts, but it also has wildlife in many parts. And it's also a home for many people, for our homeless community, encampments and developments and so forth. How do you approach the different environments that the river brings us?
Yeah, I'm really glad you asked that. You know, it is a 51-mile river, and it's the reason the city is where it is. You know, at once upon a time, this was a natural river. It's since been encased in concrete, and so you do really have very different environments all along the that mileage. Like you said, there are soft-bottom sections with beautiful ecology and thriving habitat. There are long stretches that are still just barren concrete. And the river ecology, of course, does include our unhoused here in Los Angeles. And we are proud to say that this year we expanded our cleanup efforts to include a partnership with LASA, the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority, bringing outreach and services to those homeless encampments along the river leading up to the cleanup and having somebody on site day of as well.
That is fantastic. There's been a lot of news around cleaning, just the providing housing and trying to address the situation. And with our rising homeless population, and you said unhoused, thank you for that reframe. Is there, in terms of your knowledge, something that's being done in order to provide homes and housing for people that have been displaced?
Well, you know, last year we saw the passage of Proposition Triple H and then H in the county, which is supposed to provide a huge influx of funding for supportive housing, you know, 10,000 supportive housing units over the next decade or so. I think that's a great first step. But in my mind, we need to be doing things on the ground now that if it's short of housing, at least provides awareness and services to these people. I think there's a lot of fear out in our communities about who homeless people are or what they're capable of. And really, they're a part of our community just like anybody else is. And I think all of us, as Angelenos, have a duty to turn and face them and try to be part of the solution.
Yes. What type of services? When I was hearing about the temporary housing, I was so happy about that. But it was only temporary, where many people were able to live in a hotel, but it was only 30 days. It didn't last that long.
Yeah, it's, you know, that just goes to show that there's not a silver bullet for this problem.
No.
In terms of the services that I know LASA is providing, you know, they go out there and make contact with these encampments and maybe give them vouchers, like you're saying, to a hotel or take them to some sort of supportive housing provider. They also can kind of get them into the system so they can receive medical care if that's what they need, or provide them food vouchers and the like. So there's a whole different range of services, but, you know, there's other really great organizations as well nonprofits that bring services in addition mm-hmm. to that. You know, there's an organization called Lava May, which brings a mobile shower unit to mm-hmm. encampments and gives people a place to shower for a day.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that those sorts of things are the answer. And, you know, first and foremost, just as an Angeleno, not necessarily as executive director of Friends of the LA River, but as a citizen of this region, I really think one of the things that we have to avoid is just moving people along. There's a lot of rolling through these encampments, you know, and authorities kind of pushing people out of certain public areas.
Cities.
And
mm-hmm.
until we provide them some place to go, I just don't think that's a humane answer.
Yeah, that's very well said. And it is that we need to find a sustainable solution. And in the meantime, I wanted to go back to the concept of the river. You said there was sand. It was a soft bottom river at one point, the whole thing. I've only known it as a concrete river. How long has that happened for?
So, you know, way back in the birth of our city, you know, now a couple of centuries ago, the river was a thriving river and was a source of water. And a place to gather for the indigenous peoples that ended up settling this area. It got encased in concrete just in the 1930s when we had catastrophic floods, and that was the best solution that the Army Corps could come up with at the time. But, of course, these days we know that there are other solutions possible. There are still soft bottom sections of the river that are soft on the bottom but maybe still have concrete walls. And in some mm-hmm. of those sections, we have found there are feasibility studies to support that concrete can be removed without compromising flood capacity. And so that's something that our organization is really focused on, is really pushing for a new solution for the river.
I thought about my question afterwards. Of course, it was a soft bottom river at the beginning. It hasn't always. I was mostly asking when that happened. So it happened in the 30s.
It did.
And so now there's actually movements that you're doing to reverse a little bit of that and bring in some more of the natural habitat for wildlife and the reeds and the birds and all sorts of things that can support our city's environment. That's fantastic.
Absolutely. And, you know, something that people can do to get involved, aside from coming out to the cleanup this weekend, of course, we have Prop 68 that's going to be on the state ballot this June, June 5th. It's a water and park bond, the first of its kind in 14 years, and it will provide the type of funding that our environment needs to really advance some of these solutions. It also has a focus on communities that are park poor and need more open space mm-hmm. for the sake of public health. So we really encourage people to pay attention to that and to get out and vote on June 5th.
This one is the $4 billion bond?
Yes.
That could make a huge difference in our parks and our open spaces in LA, which are quickly going away. Now, April 14th is the first of the river cleanups, which is
yes.
Happening. It's the Sepulveda Basin at the Balboa Sports Complex Center and in Glendale, the Narrows Riverwalk, and also then on the Earth Day weekend, April 21st, Mid River, and then again the 28th, the Lower River. So you're doing an upper, mid, and lower of the 51-mile stretch that is in throughout Los Angeles. And you can find out more. What's the best website for this?
It's folar.org. That's folar.org.
Friendsoflariver.org, which is great. And the in these spots that you're meeting, there's organizations and places that you can meet everyone, and there's meetups and so forth that you can identify people that are meeting there?
Yes, we have a number of groups that register. You know, our the largest contingent of people that come out and volunteer with us come from groups, whether it's a church group or a Girl Scout troop or maybe a corporate group. So certainly, if you have a group of friends or coworkers that might be interested, we invite people to register as a group. But we do have a lot of partners that are going to be on site with us providing all sorts of goodies and information. You know, we have Rubio's is out there, Kind Bars. LADWP provides a big water station. So it's a really fun day, and you might meet some new friends and learn some things.
Yeah, it's great. All the volunteers receive a Folar reusable tote bag, a custom designed Folar t-shirt, Kind snack bar, a gift card from Rubio's, and refreshment snacks, sunblock, all be on hand to keep the volunteers healthy and hydrated. And you can find out how to participate on the website, which is folar.org. Now, there's so much more, though. Going out there and participating and cleaning up our rivers is great. Where does all of that trash go? Where do you bring everything that we fill our bags with?
So we have a great partnership with LA Sanitation, as well as the City of Long Beach, both of whom provide trash bins and do some waste hauling for us. And they are the ones that at the end of the day weigh all of the trash and let us know the impacts that all of our volunteers made. And last year we hauled away 140 tons of trash.
Wow. Wow. That's fantastic, though. And so that doesn't go into the ocean, and it provides a better environment for our wildlife and for what the river is meant to be. In the future, what do you see with our LA River? How would you like to see it?
Yeah, you know, I think if you ask different people, you're going to get different answers, and there's a space for a little bit of everything. I see a thriving river that is a publicly accessible gathering place, a source of natural connection, a source of recreation for our communities, and really a source of pride for the entire region.
Recreation? You mean to be able to play in the river?
Yeah, well, I mean, right now you can kayak in the river in a couple of places.
Really?
People go fishing. There are bike paths already along the river. And so we're really envisioning a future of a lot more of that. And we know the value that access to open space for all of our communities brings. So that is top of our mind.
That is great to know. I mean, look, all the things I don't know. I live in Los Angeles. I used to run along the LA River with my dad, and it's a great, great memory of mine. And he got me into running, and his health is not so great now, so those were some of the greatest memories, and he really started my athletic career. So it has a lot of inspirational memories for me, and that's why I love the LA River. I just didn't know that there you could actually kayak in it, and there's so many other things that you can do in the LA River. That's great to know.
Yeah, you can. It's a beautiful experience. I highly recommend it.
Fascinating. Thank you so much. Okay, so Folar also has all the information there about different things that the river gives us.
Indeed, and we also really encourage people to get active with us in our advocacy. You know, we do a lot of calls to action in terms of getting legislation passed or turning people out to important city council meetings and the like. So we really encourage people to get involved with us in a deeper way.
That's great. Thank you so much for helping us understand more about our very own backyard here in the LA River. At some point over the 50-mile stretch of river, it touches us. And I'm sure everyone listening has at some point seen, of course, the river, the LA River. So thank you so much. And if you want to go out and volunteer, this is their largest year of volunteers ever, trying their best to get even more people involved. So you can check out that website. Thank you so much. Marissa Christensen has been my guest. She's the executive director. And if you're looking for something to do on Earth Day and you want to get involved, go to the website, folar.org. That's friendsofla.river.org. And you can go to any one of the cleanups this weekend, April 14th or April 21st or April 28th. You've got the next 3 weekends in April to check it out and to do your part. Thank you very much.
Thank you. My pleasure.
All right. And thank you all so much for listening. Great guest, great show today. And remember, you can go to the Aware Show website to access shows from our past and a lot of our shows on video there as well if you go to the Gaia TV link. And if you're on Gaia TV, just go to the search function there and you can type in Lisa's Inspirations and you'll see lots and lots of video shows of some of your favorite guests as well. I want to say thank you to Gina Salvati, executive producer of The Aware Show, and Joyce Walker, producer of The Aware Show. Kiana, thank you so much for your help today, engineering at KPFK, and thank you so much for listening. You, as a listener, makes this show happen. Until next time, I'm Lisa Garr, and I invite you to stay aware.